Josephine Newman, an inventor in Loosedale, Mississippi, who has invented a terrible thing, a machine that produces more energy than it uses. And what that has generated has been court cases, has been bureaucrats going crazy because they don't want him to have the patent on that device. Unfortunately, we have not been able to establish a good contact with Joe at his home in Loosedale, Mississippi. They're having rainstorms down there. The line was just not any good. We did have a chance to talk to him a little bit, but we do want to keep the matter of energy and technology and how technology is changing our world and how there are those that don't want the new technology to come into our world because it upsets their little apple cart and the great problems that that's generated. All right, we have Bill on the line. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Bill. I'm very skeptical about people who claim they have perpetual motion machines.
Wait a minute, Bill. We're not talking about a perpetual motion machine.
The or free energy.
The perpetual motion machine that there is, I suppose, is a celestial body, and it will probably run down, too.
Yeah, or free energy devices. And my reason for skepticism is that if you go out to the homes of these people, they're still hooked up to the electric companies. They still have their lines from the gas company. And one of the things I would like to have you ask Mr. Newman is he still hooked up to the electric company, the gas company, at his home? Does he still drive a gasoline-powered car? Now, if he had this unlimited source of free energy, the first place he would use it would be in his own home. If I had such a thing, I wouldn't be paying my gas and electric bills every month and paying for gas for my car if I had such a device.
You know, Bill, that's
so
a very, that's
let,
a very
let's
good
see
question.
These guys put up or shut up.
That's a very good question, and that question has indeed been asked, and the answer is that Joe Newman is still hooked up to the electric company out there. The reason is that the device that he has, I think he has three of them that are sitting there working, are devices that only prove a theory. To get that theory now into the workable unit that you would want in your home now requires research and development money, which is what he's trying to develop. But before you can do that, you have to have a patent which would give an investor any reason to go ahead with it, because there would be returns on his investment. So we have a theory-proving device, and that's all. We don't have a device yet, in the case of Joe Newman, that will power your house or your automobile. But when the theory works and you see that the theory is there, then from that point on you can go once you've taken the other legal steps. And, you know, that's where that causes. And for you to come across and say the machine doesn't work because his house isn't powered by it shows that you're not into this very well and you haven't done too much study.
Well, I don't like the idea of you putting me down that way, because I think it's, you know, an ad hominem argument. If it worked, if I had a device that could produce more energy than it used, if it was 1 watt, I could make it do something. So don't give me the stuff because I can't put it into practice in my house because of research and development. That's nonsense, and you should know better than that, Bill.
Well, now, if you have a little theory-producing device that only produces, say, 1 watt, you're not going to run a house on that. I've been out to John Bedini's laboratory. His device has produced thousands of watts. You can't run a house on that.
So you make up enough of them. If they make more energy than they use, then you can multiply them.
In the case of Bedini, he's constantly making more devices. They do operate. They do sit there and work. These other things have to be done so that you can get a model that is marketable that you could sell. This takes money to put that all together.
Well, I think it's nonsense. The other thing that makes me skeptical
you think
is
it's
that...
nonsense,
yes,
for
I,
what, Bill? Have you
because,
seen the science?
No, because
the machines
it
work?
Doesn't...
Do you know
no, they don't work...
Happen?
No, they don't work any place. And you make it sound like
wait
the United
Bill,
States...
You said they don't work any place. Now, what made you say that?
Well,
you
just admitted...
data whatsoever.
Yes, I do. You just admitted that this guy didn't have it working in his own house.
He doesn't have it powering his house, but the machine does work.
If he had a free energy source, come on, get off it. If he had a free energy source, the first place he would use it is in his own house. You are really hoodwinking the people with this nonsense. And let me mention the other thing I think that's nonsensical, is that you make it sound like the United States is the only country on the face of the earth, and that the U.S. Patent Office is the final authority on the face of the earth.
It is if you're going to do business.
No. Look, if he had an energy device that was so great, there would be hundreds of nations, not just the U.S., hundreds of nations that would want it. But see, the fact is that this is bogus, and you try to put this out as something that really works.
I think
you are doing a disservice.
I think that you weren't listening, Bill.
I was listening to the whole time.
Already has is this a number of his international patents, but he is not interested in producing the device overseas. He wants it produced in America. Now, if you want the patent numbers and the patent documents, you can write Joe Newman. What was that, Box Route 1, Box 98? 32 in Lucedale, Mississippi, he'll be able to provide you with all of that, Bill.
Well, he can't make it work in his own house.
For you to come on and say nonsense,
when
you haven't
gone
into the data, you haven't looked at the machines, you haven't looked at the scientific research that's been done about it, you haven't looked at the reports from independent physicists that have gone down and tested this and other machines that say that it works, and they are physicists, they know their physics, I doubt if you do, and I don't know...
Well, see, you're using the ad hominem argument again. You know, this is typical of you people, is you use an ad hominem argument when you are trying to put somebody down.
Explain to
for
me what an ad hominem argument is.
Against a person.
What person are we against here?
You are against me. You're saying I don't know anything about physics.
Well, now you're saying that it's nonsense, and I'm asking you what your data for nonsense is, and you have given me none other than the fact that if you
let
had one, you would have it powering your house. That's nonsense. That doesn't make
sense. Let him power his own house. Let him show that it works before he starts making all these great claims.
No, he's showing that it works. That's the idea.
He has yet to show it works.
The master in the court, in federal court in Washington, D.C., the master, who is a physicist that was appointed by the court that was acceptable to the government and acceptable to Mr. Newman, said the device works and he didn't know how.
The courts are not the arbiters of scientific truth.
Bill, they should have called you in there.
Maybe they should have.
And I imagine your background would be great at that.
I think it would be better than the people ahead looking at it.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Hi. They're out there, aren't they?